Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to AMC Fred and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello.
Hi, yes. Hello, and welcome to another edition of AMC Press & Co. This time, number 450. We're getting closer. Next week, we're not on tomorrow, and we're not until next Monday, it'll be episode 451 on
51.
Monday. So, yeah, I think it's another 59 episodes. But anyway, this episode of AMC Press & Co. is sponsored by, the police. Reporting you to the police is not uncommon. Throwing you to the police and getting lied to about it is more uncommon. But then again, throwing you to the police because you have a mental addiction and you religiously go to shows and you can't afford your rent because of it, then call Swedish Social Security and at 1-800-HEADBANGER. 1-800-HEADBANGER. Operators are standing by with earplugs. And also, you can, also they use a particular...
They're the mental health experts. Mental health.
Yeah, mental health experts. And
so bang your head.
Pete Townsend, exactly. The Pete Townsend of the Who movement is also the head operator. He is standing by with several E calls, F calls. By the way, he lines up each headbanger in line to make sure they can actually assess that they can hear properly, because it's very important. Because then you can go headbanging in whatever... back and forth like this, kind of like that. Oh my god, right?
I can't see what the head.
Actually, enjoy yourself. Somewhat. Anyway, where can you find us? It's myo.com/AMCPress, and shop for us at zazzle.com. /AMCPressPopShop. Our Twitter handles are AMCPress31 and AMCPressNews. We weren't lying when we said that teens with disabilities, right, are getting suspended more often. Why is this, Johnny?
Because maybe they're afraid that to be ourselves. Like you're acting out, you get suspended.
What?
It's like somebody's like acting out like trying to be themselves, he's not even gonna send him. Like, geez.
I think not even. Back in 2012, they said that was the highest way that you could, highest suspension rate in the new year. And it is kind of funny in the fact that when you get suspended, it's not, it's not a walk in the park.
Exactly.
But at the same time, it is actually pretty fun. Yeah, it's actually pretty funny. Well, it's not funny that you're getting suspended, but it's not fun that when you kind of get the fact is that when you get suspended, it's not great. But when you get suspended and you are basically suspended and you're black, it begins to get a minority thing. Just say,
yeah.
It's even worse if you're Latino. But it's even worse when you don't know what you've done wrong.
Exactly.
You know? And most people nationwide, they found in 2011-12 school year, that the rate is about...
Is it 1 in 5?
Typically, it's a 1 in 5, which is twice the amount that could fill up 45 Super Bowl games. And half of our rating, practically. We have 65,000 people, probably 85,000 people that we go out to each night and growing. This can fill most of the stuff. I think what's incredible about this is that the Department of Education, the U.S. Department of Education, has been basically keeping it. And keeping it in a way that is unfortunate. You know, the unfortunate thing is how in the world do they get, how in the world do they get suspended? And then how in the world do you get suspended for just being you? That's the craziest thing.
Yes.
That I've ever seen. Is it not enough? You know,
is it not enough to, get suspended and be Latino and disabled?
But
that is incredible to me.
It's incredible how they actually stereotype, like,
but you get,
like, he's disabled, he's a troublemaker. No.
No. He's disabled, he's a troublemaker. Makes me think he's disabled, he's a troublemaker. Okay. But we're not all troublemakers.
Oh, no, we're not.
That is the thing that I would love to not believe. You know, about the, about this kind of thing. You know what I mean? The kind of thing is that when you get suspended, right, your grades drop, right?
Exactly.
Everything drops.
You miss
but
out.
Yet, the and you miss out. And the high school students with disabilities in Florida are more likely to be suspended with 37%, such as kids given out to school suspensions, and Florida followed by Nevada, followed by, and Nevada is followed by Delaware, and Delaware is followed by South Carolina and Louisiana, which also report high use of disciplinary measures among kids with disabilities. And one of the things we found in this analysis is what kind of, you know, things they're doing in schools, you know. Zero tolerance policy for being late, that's one. That's an obvious thing. But, you know, the person standing there with the whiteboard, and in elementary and secondary levels, the clearest thing that we can do, right, is between Latino females and Latino men, right? Far more, far less Latinos get suspended than black Latino men or black African American men, right? The more male, you know, African Americans get suspended more than females, more than males who are white, you know. And it's incredible to see how much, yes, granted they're going to be suspended because of their behavioral stuff, right? But why can't we? Why can't we stop it? You know what I mean? Well, what do you take on, Johnny? What do you think about this?
Sir, I think it's actually wrong. Like all these stereotyping.
But it's stereotyping in the worst way.
It's like they always pick on like what's wrong, like what's what everybody else sees, like, no.
Right. And what everybody else sees versus what we see. You know, that's the real that's the reality of it. The reality of it is, how in the world do you I guess what in the world has to happen for this to get solved? You know? That's the real question. How do you solve this in a way that most people then don't get in trouble for it? That's what I get pissed off at, is why does one why do we get suspended? You know what I mean?
You're like, why do I get with the short end of the stick?
Right. But why do you get... why is it the short end of the stick on a constant basis? That's what I don't understand. On a constant basis where everybody is trying really hard to be something. Right?
Right.
Why would you suspend a person based on their behavior? Is it because you have a zero tolerance policy? I can see that. But zero tolerance policies can only use so much. You know what I mean?
Right.
And zero tolerance policy for me are absolute shit, because that means you can't really do much. With anything. You know? And that is a pain in the butt, because then you don't know what you're doing wrong. And if you don't know what you're doing wrong, how can you fix it? But beyond disability is, you know, like we mentioned, the suspension rates based on race and not not based on disability. That means that they're taking people and putting them into prison innocently and completely getting away with it because it's the law and they have a zero tolerance policy for the law, which is incredibly, well, if incredibly how would you want to call it? Stupid is the only thing that I would call it. Is stupid in the worst way possible, because they're not seeing that in the long run it's going to be traumatic for kids. Yeah. And traumatic in a way that is more insane, you know, because they're not allowing their ability to learn, and the ability to learn is crucial. Right? You know, our nation, Daniel J. Rosen said, who's the director of the Civil Rights Center Remedies and author of this report, said that educators have an opportunity for serious and successful reform in the area and the legality and be morally obligated to take action. And we hope they take action. Because I know I don't want anything to go wrong with these kids. I mean, me as a person myself with a disability and me being white, it is a kind of thing where I don't feel that it's even right for somebody to do that. And then, I mean, how would you feel, Johnny, if you were just suspended for no apparent reason?
I'd feel pretty pissed. Like, what did I do? I'm just going about my day.
And then to find yourself in a jail cell.
Man,
that's incredible.
Discrimination right there.
I mean, that's like, that's as bad as a documentary named Kids the Cash. Okay. What they were doing is innocently suspending kids from Pennsylvania schools, and this happened in 2012. We think. And so now, you know, that's an excellent documentary, but now they have the chance to correct themselves. And I think, by God and by country, I think they will definitely do that. I'd be all for that, to see that happen, you know? And so I guess on with the other news, right?
Yeah, let's...
Benjamin Wilson.
Let's just change a different direction now.
Yeah. Going in a slightly different direction. Benjamin Wilson was accused of urinating in Florida on library books. Now, we don't understand why he did this. We just know that he did this because he wanted, and he couldn't hold his water or his piss or whatever in. Or maybe he just hated people. I mean, what do you think, Johnny?
Like, So, like, burning books is bad enough, but peeing on them?
Yeah, burning books is bad. Okay.
Peeing on them? Stupid.
Just plain stupid. You know, defecating on books. Library staff told this guy, who fell from the chair before soiling some books located between the bookshelves and the floor of the Sun Sentinel, okay? But
I'm surprised Florida actually has. People actually use libraries in Florida.
But the fact that he didn't... Yeah, right. The fact that he also had difficulty standing and his eyes did not react to the light, officers searched him and allegedly found half a white pill tucked inside his green cigarette pack, which was sent to the lab for testing. Now, at the lab for testing, we imagine it went like this.
Give me the white pill. Yeah. Okay. Right. Yep. Uh-huh. It's okay. Right. Wilson, then the library officiated the estimated damages to the books to be about $1,000. Now, if you, one more thing, if you've seen on the Declaration of Independence, then he has the entire U.S. on his hands. But then Wilson was charged for criminal mischief and disorderly intoxication, and he was booked on a $2,500 bond. Police say Wilson is currently homeless and was using the Wi-Fi in the library to download stuff to his tablet. And then in other news is always how we link these things to other things.
We got some weird...
That Benjamin Wilson not only...
Like a weird news corner right here.
Yeah, not only did he urinate, but he also went on a cocaine raid. Now, there have been reports of police brutality and racial profiling in the last few months. Not every cop is abusive out of abused his or her power, but there are officers, some officers that are kind, caring individuals who seek to serve their community by reuniting lost parts of the original rightful owner. Include Virginia, for example, after these hardworking public servants were called a super dollar with a large bag of cocaine that had been originally tacked on to Benjamin Wilson's peen, you know, after he went, going with cocaine, he went to Virginia to basically do this. And how the crew police found out was on Facebook. Dun, dun, dun. So then, coming on Facebook, the officer stopped at nothing, even taking to Facebook in hopes to find somebody who might be missing their big old bag of cocaine. And the tweet read, on 2/17/15, we were called to the Super Dollar for narcotic that had been found in the store. We are now in possession of the white substance that appears to be cocaine. If you mistakenly dropped your cocaine today and were at the Super Dollar, please contact us. We will further investigate. We'd like to talk to you and further about your property. Little did we know that Benjamin Wilson basically called this number. Once. Shit. But he didn't take a look at his Facebook page, which said, before you go rushing to declare you're drunk, you should know that there's a zero percent chance you'll ever be getting this back. And a big chance that they will dispense with the drugs and you will get arrested. In fact, the police basically said, no, we will not give you back your illegal narcotics. The narcotics are weighed, photographed, and placed into evidence lockers and will be destroyed on approval by the courts. We distribute lots of things, such as lollipops to our favorite kids, tickets to lead-footed friends, but we will not distribute your, redistribute your drugs. We hope this clarifies our post a bit more. To this, Mr. Wilson said, "Gee, damn it, motherfucker, crap." So then, also, then, you kind of have the, according to the administration, Beverly Redmond, who no one has come forward to stake their claim on narcotics yet, but we wanted to show people that we're human, too, and we have a sense of humor. We're not all just claw. But then, so Mr. Wilson goes to the police station. He sneaks out. He kind of did the naughty by urinating and then sneaking the cocaine. And then, if that wasn't enough, there's more? Yes, there's more. Then he went and buried a wrong person.
Oh. Oops.
I don't know how you do this. How does one bury a wrong person? Please tell me. Please tell me.
The cat. Even if it's like a closed. The closed casket. Like,
how does it?
How do you mix two people up?
Not even. How do you mix two people up and live to tell tales? That's what I don't get. I don't get that.
Try somebody knows, like, wait, we messed up.
Not even we messed up. We messed up so bad we are going to pretty much go and bury the wrong person. They should have buried Mr. Washington. But then again, how much? How much does it have? How much does it take to say, we're really sorry? But we're there at the wrong person. And this technology news, also, in technology news, Apple is getting sued. Why is Apple getting sued? Apple is getting sued because of the fact that they stole the software that creates iTunes.
Wow.
To the tune of $2.5 million in copyright.
It infringes on three patents owned by patent licensing firm SmartFlash LLC.
Right. The best part about this is that this wasn't done by Steve Jobs. You know, meaning that this wasn't the fact that we use all this stuff, right? Should be thought of for using stuff, right? But how at the end of the day do you then take it in the direction of
Now, it always seems like Apple they always take the technology and improve on it, make it more user friendly.
Right, more user friendly. But then, if Apple's so powerful, why didn't they just do it themselves? Does that make any sense? I mean, sorry, we got the dollar amount, $533 million in patent infringement. Yeah, it is kind of a thing. Where they made the ultimate mistake. Why couldn't they just do that do it in such a way that nobody got hurt? That's what I don't get. Is why they didn't just do that and be all fine with it. But Smart Flash, which is a company who sued Apple in 2013, why they were suing them was because of the fact that they had the patent accessing and storing downloading files, video games, and whatever, and whatnot. Now, the suit said that around in 2000, the co-inventor of the patent, Patrick Grassick, had met with executives of what is now the European SIM card maker in Germany, South America, including Augustin Steger from Google, who is now the senior director at Apple. Smart Flash had also patented infringement lawsuits against Samsung Electronics.
Oh, we all know about, like, how hasn't Apple and Samsung been going at it for years, though?
Well, in a roundabout way, yeah.
Yeah.
They've been going at it for years. Sure, I guess. Because one isn't really willing to admit to the other yet that the other is extremely more powerful than the other one. If that makes any sense whatsoever. And so Apple tried to avoid going to trial by having the lawsuit thrown out. but said that the judge that presided over the case ruled earlier this month that smartwatches technology was not too basic to deserve the patent. Apple had asked the jury to find smartwatches patents invalid because of previously patented inventions covered by the same technology. But the trial was held entirely, which over the past decade has become the focus of patent litigation, right? So now, basically, they won the case. You know, the company is going to get $852 million in damages in order to pay $532.9 million after federal jury. A jury in Texas found that iTunes software was infringing on three patents owned by the patent licensing firm. The jury, it only took 8 hours, which is great. So now, I guess we all use Mac. We all continue to use them, just not in the same way, I guess.
I guess I'm...
What do you think?
I get. Yeah, you're the only one who uses like Macs all the time.
What?
So you use your Mac, I use my PC over here.
Right.
It's like that old
Allison using her Mac. Yeah, we all have Macs.
Like, you're a Mac, I'm a PC.
Well, if you're a PC, God help you. But there are many PCs all around the world. What?
Works for me.
Yeah, right. But yeah, and the last story of tonight, I guess, now that we have,
got what? 18 minutes.
We have 18 now, minutes.
Now 7.
Oh, and now 7 minutes. Right. I think that now that we have 7 minutes, let's see the last story of the night. John, do you want to take this one?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Why weed gives you the munchies? Explain my neuroscience.
Now, my problem with this is how can neuroscience explain weed? That doesn't make sense to me.
According to neuroscience, it's that Yale School of Medicine. Marijuana seems to hijack neurons in the brain that are normally geared towards suppressing appetite.
Right. So if you suppress your appetite, and the study
turns them off. Like, oh, I gotta eat like tacos or.
Right. I gotta eat something. You know, getting high tends to make the prospect of a late night snack for a second there. Suddenly very appealing, but why? Yeah, the big guns at the Yale School of Medicine seem to think that hijacking neurons is probably geared towards suppressing appetite. Yes, but then in a study on mice, researchers observed how appetite centers around the brain respond to marijuana. But what they observed were expecting was what wasn't what they were expecting. Researchers manipulated the brain processes, which led to eating by manipulating the pathways that involved in marijuana effect in the brain, and then by observing the way that the brain's appetite centers around response to cannabis, and they were able to see what drives the marijuana munchies. it's kind of like if you're in a car and you're pressing the brakes and accelerating instead. And the statement also found that we were surprised to see that the neurons we thought there were examples of shutting down eating were suddenly becoming active to promote hunger even when you're full. So basically it means it's promoting up-chucking food too. And these active neurons help explain why cannabis makes you feel hungry even when you're not actually hungry. And that's the funny part. You know, why every person goes, I'm fucking hungry. Oh my god, I'm hungry. Why am I hungry? I'm hungry because...
But they always reach for the solid foods, like tacos, nachos, Doritos.
Right. I have a sudden craving to go... I have a sudden craving to go down to the roll-up or 7-Eleven. You know, and pretty much
go to 7-Eleven. Go to 7-Eleven, get like one of those nacho Dorito thingies. Those stuffed Dorito thingies.
Well, yeah.
You know, like, with the cheese inside of it? The Doritos loaded?
Yeah, or the loaded Doritos that...
It's all deep fried and...
Well, it's deep fried.
Yeah.
But then... How? Do you? Is how do you And this is the thing for Monday. We'll figure this out Monday.
Holy cow.
What?
Can't believe it's March already.
Yeah. On Monday, we will begin a new month with, you know, stuff and whatever.
But in the coming episodes, we also have a new theme. I bet you guys want a new theme. And so you're going to get a new theme over this weekend. I'm going to be working on a new theme. So, but on Monday, we will find out the mystery of what makes marijuana munchies actually tick.
And so, why they tick.
What they tick from. And how do they tick? I mean, that's the question, right? If you are constantly up for tacos, then why are you constantly up for tacos? And not up for anything else?
Hamburgers, like, all kinds of stuff on it, like.
Right.
Give me one of those burgers that have, like, a big donut on it, like, right in the middle of a glazed donut.
Well, yeah, I mean, going from that to everything in between. That
is what we'll find out Monday. I mean, because it can't be too bad, right?
No.
I mean, I wouldn't think. Would it? Would it?
I don't think it's gonna be too bad.
No, but I'm only guessing. You know, possibly. Maybe. We'll see. But I guess we'll see you on Monday, right?
Right.
So check us at the same set time. So I guess we have to get off.
I'll be here.
We'll be here. We'll all be here. And Allison will...
Yeah, everyone's going to be here.
Exactly. I'm going to be here. Allison's going to be here. Everybody's going to be here. So, I guess tomorrow we will have a repeat. Friday, there's no show.
Yeah.
Monday, we will be back. And we'll be back live, and this time with Allison, hopefully. So, enjoy your weekend. Have a great weekend. And from us to all of you, good night.
Good night. Huh?
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.